Yo, what up? This is Device Tracks checking in from Youngstown, Ohio, and you are now rocking with the Hip Hop Digest Show. Yes, 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 yes.
I went to school, too.
Community college. Not exactly the same thing.
Focus. Why are you illing like that?
Now, see, that is what I am talking about.
Illing?
What kind of word is that? And look at the way you're dressed.
I work in the mailroom, man. What am I supposed to wear, Armani suit?
No. But you don't have to speak and dress so, why don't I put this?
Black?
Well, yes, black.
You know what, G? You are straight up whiter than the whitest white man. I thought there was a little bit of black under that tired blue suit you got on. I see what time it is with you now. Thanks for nothing. 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 Thanks for nothing.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E. Green.
We got that shit that you know you're gonna love.
Oh, damn. Are we about to do a mumble joint like we did a, what was that? We did that auto-tune show that one time.
I know, that shit was fucking horrible.
No, yeah, that shit was. It's terrible. Well, there's a reason for a little bit of a trap, but we'll get into that later. During the dog days of summer, happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy yes, recording day,
during the
sir.
Dog days of summer, it's a little slow right now. There's not a gang of topics out there unless you want to be involved in the TMZ.
Can I cut in for just a moment, sir?
My man.
Tap him on the shoulder. Can I cut? As you were saying, today is recording day. It's also another day, and I wanted to flat out bite. I don't have a ghostwriter, but I'm about to flat out bite, okay?
Nah, go.
Alright, read the headlines, suckers. Today's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime.
And if you didn't catch the reference, that means today, as a recording day, is the last day to put your joints in for the mixtape.
As of recording day. By the time you hear this,
yeah, it'll be past it's over time.
It's too late.
So anyway, we want to thank everyone who put in their joints and the submissions. Me and Kurt G will get right to work on that. Like I said, it's going to take us a while to go through and wade through. But don't worry, everything's coming. So, like I said, just want to thank everybody for submitting everything. I want to give a special shout out to, and I forgot to, I meant to shout out to Peter Johansson for the artwork on the 500th actual episode. I appreciate that. And so forth and so on. So let's keep it rocking. As I was saying, the dog days of summer, there's not a whole bunch of topics. So we are kind of limited on topics on this show. But you know, we're going to bring it to you how we do. So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Royce da 5'9 thinks about Dr. Dre's financial advice every day. According to Royce, Dr. Dre walked in the room after showing off his riches. His gold is shimmery. Before sitting down to deliver the gut punch. The truth of the matter, Dr. Dre says, money is easy to make, but harder to keep. Now, I'm sure it's easy to make when you're Dr. Dre.
Right, when you've been blessed with the opportunities that he has been blessed
regular with. Regular Negroes with regular jobs wouldn't say that. But I'm not challenging what Dre's saying. Royce goes on to say, after getting such advice, I really hate to see all the youngins spending their money. And also goes on to say, it's far too many artists, especially veterans, who have made money and lost it all. And obviously, Scott Storch has been in the news talking about he snorted up $70 million. So, first of all, let's talk about Dr. Dre and the statement of it's easy to make money. Now, in my situation, if it isn't a lottery ticket, I'm working for it.
Now, see, I'm going to take him at his face value. Yeah, okay. It's easy to make money. Now, how much money is the key to this question? You can go out and make $2 an hour, It's easy to make money if you're going to talk about that level. But if you're talking about, if he's talking about the level where he's at that Billy level, nah, nigga, it ain't easy to get that.
Well, I will say this. It probably was not easy for him in the beginning. Clearly it was not, Mr. Heller, rest in peace, I suppose. It was very hard for him to make money in the beginning. But when you have money, like we always say, the rich stay rich because they don't have to pay for shit. Everybody's always giving them, here, 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 take this, do this, be this. So once you have money, it's easy to make it. But at the same time, I get his point, because we got all these young dudes with the money phones and the stripper guns and the, you know, I'm talking about stripper gun, right?
Oh,
the
yeah.
money guns.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of that. And the gold and the cars and no homes. So, I don't know. I guess it's a mentality. For real, right?
Being broke at 30, give a nigga the chills.
Been there.
Done that.
You know what I'm saying? So, as far as that goes, you know, Dre, boy, that is, I'm sorry, I see that as that 1%, that whole not realizing that people, 99.999% of the people get up and go to work every day to make ends meet. I mean, that's just regular folk. You know
trying
what I mean?
To make ends meet.
Trying to make ends meet. Most dollars that you make go into somebody else.
Right.
They're not going in your pocket.
Right. So,
Bill.
Yeah, I mean, and shout to Royce. I mean, I get what he's trying to say, but you guys, you know, and I think artists and Royce is very blessed to have made and be able to do what he's doing and make enough money to raise his kids and to make a living doing that. And Royce is one of the few select people. No, he's not Dre. No, he's not Jay-Z, but that's beside the point. So I think you got to be real careful when you want to give money or talking about money advice. Now, maybe, hey, at this point, he's talking to other artists. In our opinion, it doesn't matter because he wasn't talking to us.
Yeah, I'm
that's what I was taking.
That, actually.
That's the way I was taking it. Like, he was talking to the youngins with the money phones, like you say, out here spending up all their money to the kids that... Oh, damn, I wouldn't have had a brain fart that your boy was talking to when he did the 1985 cut.
Yes, them.
Them.
Yeah.
And one of them just went out and bought a $750,000 chain.
Ouch.
Does your chain hang low? Does it wobble to the flow? Unbelievable.
Indeed. So that's what's up. Shout out to Royce. Let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is this. Calm down, gentlemen. I just want everybody to relax as I announce the next topic. Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, Block Boy JB says they changed hip hop. Apparently, these guys are part of the XXL trash bag cover for 2018.
That sounds about appropriate.
Smoke Perp, who's the one who really made a major claim concerning his spot in the game, but included his trash bag cover, Brethren, We've Changed Hip Hop. Now, they don't not saying how they changed it, but Pump and Block Boy basically were on there saying facts. Now, I don't know what those facts are. They didn't assert those facts. It is their turn to be on XXL. I guess it's their turn. I guess they'll get a couple swings to see if their brand sticks. No facts were given, though. They were saying facts that they changed commercial rap. So I want to put that in there. I know how you guys get upset when I say hip-hop, and I'm really talking about commercial rap.
No, we just had to make sure you stay in line because we might get a new listener and they think we a dick ride blog, and I don't want to be that. So, no,
step off the Frankfurter.
Two things. Somebody should have stood up like they did to our boy Barack Obama. You lie! You ain't changed shit. Well, actually, you did, but not like you're talking about. And then the second thing is, I recall the movie with Kevin Costner, JFK. We were sitting there in the park with the dude, and the dude was like, the bigger the lie, the more people believe it.
No doubt.
Ain't that the truth?
No doubt. G, it's a block boy and shit. Watching a video of that motherfucker, you know, he's the new dancing nigga and shit. You know, the new Bojangles and shit. I mean, at 17 or 18 or however, these are kids, yo. You know what I mean? And I know you say some outlandish things.
Right, right. That's where I was going to head at. I'm like, they're kids and they're making money. So they think that the world is their oyster. They can't be stopped. And everything that they do has just been done. Nobody's done it before them. And they've invented everything.
I guess when I look at that, I'm still looking at, and I tend to, I don't know. That's why I try to do my best to find out who's in the background of this shit. The adult enablers.
There you go.
See, there are veteran rap guys. Adult enablers. I remember how I was flabbergasted when I found out that Stat Quo was it 6ix9ine's manager?
I don't
one of these that. Little niggas that
remember.
Stat Quo was their manager. And I was like, wow. You know, Stat Quo, you know, his career didn't take off. He got into a bad position there over with Dre and them, and that was it. But goddamn, I mean, the adult enablers, official MCs sometimes, Buster, who's putting shit out, and maybe they're just saying, fuck it. Fuck hip hop. It's the money. Need that money.
Yeah.
Fuck rap.
They're saying, I have put out incredible music and got nothing. These little dudes are putting out bullshit and getting money. Can I get some?
Trash bag covers.
No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. So, we could not find, we examined the statements. I still didn't find any facts about how they changed anything.
It's just something you say, B. You say when you're hot.
Ah.
Just something you say.
There you go.
I changed the game, nigga.
Yeah. But in effect, they kind of are. But that's not always a good thing.
All right. Well, good luck. Good Godspeed to those gentlemen.
Get money.
Hopefully, they can take some Royce's financial advice.
Hopefully. But he's old, so come on.
All right. So anyway, next up on the Hip Hop Digest is there's a future situation that's coming down the pike. Ninth Wonder says the new collaboration LP with Smith and Wesson is finished. So you got Ninth Wonder out there. He's really grinding. I should say a reasonable success with Grammy, at least nominations when it comes to Rhapsody. Now you got the new Ninth Wonder and Smith and Wesson. I don't have any idea other than the fact that, you know, Ninth is grinding. He's got the Black Thought Project out there. One thing I want to know is, where are the other veteran guys? Primo's grinding, obviously, been in Preem, you know. Waiting for some new Pete Rock. I'm waiting for some of the more veteran guys to get in the game, you know. Guys out here, veteran guys need direction, need beats. Get in the game.
They do, but it's so many of them, and I don't know this to be the truth, but I'm saying this from a psychological standpoint. So many of them have probably been at the top of the pinnacle, G-rapping them type of level, where they was hot, and then to see the game go where it has gone. Mentally, you get beat down after you put out hot projects and you put out hot music and don't get any response from it. You mean no critically acclaimed type of shit.
I got you.
And you be like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah, no Dick Rye blog saying, yo, that's an incredible joint. But then they're going to put that any new Lil or any new Young up there as the new crazy shit.
All that Griselda shit is crazy. A lot of that shit. And they ain't getting critical acclaims on the Dick Rye blogs.
They are not. You are so right about that. So,
well, even with that, do you think that these veterans, these people who have made music that will last forever. Do you think that they're not somewhere still making music?
See, that's what I think. I think that they are. And whether if it's a lack of, maybe they're thinking, yeah, I could call up so forth and so and so, but it will be, it will come off as an older album, older producer with an older MC. It's just that some more, they'll pass us off. I'm looking for a new guy. I'm looking for a young guy to get on the beats. And there's a lack of...
Are the Rolling Stones still touring?
Yeah.
Is U2 still touring?
Yeah.
Is Celine Dion still touring? And so on and so on and so on. Why
these are people that's older than us.
Right.
And still doing their thing.
Mick Jagger still wiggling around on the stage? Come on, B.
Well,
just
but...
make music.
But because hip-hop... at its face, and it wrongly, but it's a young man's game is what it's been called. So people feel, I guess they feel, again, there goes the psychological thing again. You feel a certain type of way when you're 40 and out here still making beats or making music or rapping and shit, doing hip hop, and you're like, man, I ain't did nothing yet, and I'm fucking 40, 45, I'm out here doing this shit, man, and you see these kids fucking half your age, getting money, doing their thing, and that shit fucks with you.
One, it's a matter of quality, though. I was going to do a devil's advocate thing where you're talking about Rolling Stones and all these people, Celine Dion, but are the Rolling Stones making new good music? We know what they've done in the 60s and 70s as far as their reputation and most of the older acts, but how many of these people are doing new good music?
Hey,
good question.
I can't even think of any of them that are actually making new good music or new music at all. They're just touring off their old stuff.
Right. So hip-hop, I think, is a little bit different in that way, is that, you know, no matter what, you know, Preem is very active and still making good new music. Ninth Wonder, very active, not as old as Preem, but still making good new music. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know, some of my favorite underground guys, Domingo, certainly Alchemist is still out there pumping out the hits or whatever. There's just plenty of guys out there doing it. Now, whether they get the acclaim, I don't even know if it's so much acclaim or feeling like there's just no way they can make money at that. I mean, you know, shout to them. I'm just saying, I'm heartened when I see Ninth Wonder, who could very easily, and we know Ninth, could very easily pander into the highest bidder. You know what I mean?
If there's any bidders taking, because you know the beat structure and the music has changed on that level.
Oh, and I tell you what, do you think for the right price, Ninth would try to attempt trap for the right price?
I don't know about testing his integrity like that.
No, I am.
Think he would have already done it? Don't you think somebody would have offered him something already?
Exactly. I'm thinking because he, no matter what he says out of his mouth at times, as far as defending the South, he hasn't, as of yet, made one of those type of beats and went that way. Maybe he feels a certain way, type of way because he's from the South to kind of rep it a little bit and not get it, let niggas totally shit on it. But he doesn't rep that type of music.
Okay.
And it's not like he's not well known. He's very well known, even, you know, through the ages.
Right. So, all right.
But that right there again brings up another point. Is it about money? Is it about integrity? Is it about quality? I mean, what is it? I would just like to hear a new Pete Rock. I ain't gonna lie. I would like to hear a new Pete Rock record.
Well, the thing is that all what you said, that's part of hip hop's problem because, you know, is it about integrity? Is it about money? It depending on who you talk to. There are some people who are like, yo, fuck that shit. I ain't doing nothing for less than X amount of dollars. Now he may, as far as music, you know, he may not be out working a regular job, and when it comes to music, he's going to want some money. Now you got those who maybe like Ninth can afford to stay in a sort of a pocket because he's still working. You know, Black Thought, he didn't get those beats for free.
As we know.
Right. I mean, we're just assuming.
That's right. Yeah, we don't know.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's one of the things, man. It's the hardest thing as to try to age gracefully in this culture when you're trying to hold the line of integrity, you know, it's very difficult, you know.
Well, but okay, speaking about integrity, to me, they lose integrity because it's like they just forget about us and people like us. That's a market. There's money. There's you know, I don't have a whole lot, but there's some money in my pocket to buy a Pete Rock album or a Primo album or a Stat Selected album. It's here in my pocket. I mean, if they don't want it, I mean, damn. Does it have to be millions and hundreds of thousands? Or can, you know, $78,000 worth of sales, can that help you? Because I'm sure there are people like us that can do that.
Yes, they can. But like you said, it can. But again, the psychological thing, it fucks with you. When you're at a certain level of making beats and making music, and to have that stain on you as, damn, I went from this to this. That's fucking crazy.
I love hip-hop, but it don't love me back.
There you go.
And actually, we do. Fucked up disconnect there.
Yeah.
Ain't no crying in hip-hop.
You're right. Just mumbling.
All right. So, all right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip-Hop Digest, Jay-Z, our favorite corporate connect, criticizes Philadelphia over the Displace Festival. Jay-Z's Made in America Festival is no longer, or at least going forward, may not be held in the city of Philadelphia. His festivals will no longer take place on the most public of stages, the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. That's where they held the Eagles Super Bowl parade and rally. Woohoo!
Yeah! I'm giving the Kobe fist right now.
Yeah! See, y'all gotta excuse me. E Colors, this is our first one. We've been waiting our whole lives for that.
First.
So, as I continue on.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, okay, niggas. All right, get over it already, niggas.
Damn! Niggas are talking about a 20-year-old ring, but want us to get over a couple of month-old ring.
Yeah, nah, nigga. I'm going to be riding this motherfucker horse for a while, my nigga. Anyway, Mayor Jim Kenney's office told local news outlets that the Made in America Festival could not be held on the parkway after this year. Now, I was looking and trying to find out why, and just a little line at the end of the article, city officials cited roadblocks, leftover trash, and citizen concerns.
I wonder how much trash was left after the Super Bowl parade.
Oh, goodness.
They didn't complain about that trash.
Well, can I tell you what you just said, what the ending of the thing said? Can I tell you what the beginning of it said?
Oh, my man.
Yeah, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Oh, man, you know that's what that's about.
Yo, I mean, that's a pretty big festival. I mean,
right, Jay-Z was putting out billboards and all kind of stuff for Meek and disparaging comments about.
Oh,
so you saying it's a little bit of get back?
Oh, it's some get back.
Oh, politics?
Come on, B.
No, I'm just asking. First of all, I mean, it's one judge, allegedly a corrupt judge in Philadelphia. I mean, the mayor's riding heavy for that?
If it were maybe Mayor Streets or Streeter, maybe this would not be the case, but it is a new day, and there was a lot of noise, and the corporate was at the forefront of that, remember?
Yes, he was.
So the corporate wrote an op-ed in several newspapers across the country citing that he had a very good working relationship with the city of Philadelphia and had bring hundreds of millions of dollars. Don't know about that, but he had bring some money to the local economy, and it was an iconic festival. I wouldn't
doubt his figures. Because you think of how many years has it been going on, and all the shops down there that make money off of that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give Jay-Z some credit. I tell you, I'm not a Made America Festival. He's got everybody who's on the bill or on the top of the charts rocking it. But man, when he rolled out Run DMC that year, that was special. They sound great, and they did the thing. But I digress. So right after that, this Milwaukee officials invite Jay-Z to bring his Made in America Festival out to Milwaukee, saying, We are known for holding several festivals throughout the year. We'd love Mr. Carter to bring it to Milwaukee.
He said, the cheese heads are awaiting.
Exactly.
Bring it up our way.
Oh, y'all don't want that money?
Hold up. Wait a minute.
So I'm thinking to myself, damn, yo, who's running? I mean, who's running that situation up in Philly? And then you're going to get embarrassed, Milwaukee. And it's probably very other cities who say, hey, you can bring it down here, bruh. Bring it over here, bruh.
We'll take that paper.
Dumb.
And then you'll be seeing all the news articles similar to Wyoming. We will never have this kind of rap event again.
That's the thing. It wasn't a rap event. It had rappers on the bill.
That.
But it was mostly pop acts.
You know it is going to get labeled.
Yeah.
The label is all that matters.
Don't front. Shit.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, shout to Jay-Z. I mean, you got the money to get it done no matter where it's at, B.
Exactly.
Yeah, we can definitely get it done.
So,
shit, do it across the bridge to embarrass them.
Oh, no, that would be so embarrassing, taking that shit to Jersey and shit.
Exactly.
Or Delaware.
Or Delaware.
Right.
That would be embarrassing as shit. Motherfucking Wilmington and shit, 150,000 people in the park. Motherfuckers, local 7-Elevens. We are sold out of everything.
Oh, my God, my nigga.
Slurpee machine on empty.
Tell you what, B, there's no more empty of a feeling than to walk into the 7-Eleven hot as a motherfucker
and no
want
Slurpee.
A Slurpee and that bitch is on spinning and there's nothing coming out except for fucking water.
I'm sunny, my friend, out the water.
The red light is on.
Somebody get the doctor!
Somebody fix this motherfucking machine. Every time I come in here, you motherfuckers is out.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm down here and this festival is hot. Somebody, I'm gonna call Jay-Z right now.
Goodness.
All right, no doubt. So as I said, yo, we don't really have a gang of topics. And this is dog days of summer and we're not a TMZ dick ride blog, but I don't know. This is an extensive count and the amount. Oh, extensive. We haven't really been extensive in our count and amount for some time.
Your boy, you counting down there, Mr. Black?
Nah, well, he's actually doing all right. He's for good behavior. He's about to get out of jail and shit. So,
Hold on, hold on. Who? What'd you just say? Did you say UConn Black?
Yeah, whatever the fuck his name. I can't remember his goddamn
UConn
name.
UConn Black. He's one of the brothers on the chain.
Yeah,
like,
I know
his
name just came to my fucking mind for some damn reason.
No, he's talking about Kodiak.
Kodiak Black. My bad.
He's talking about Kodiak Black.
Yeah, I said UConn Black.
Yeah,
shout out to you, my
nigga. No doubt. He's on the text chain.
What?
He's on the text chain causing a lot of ruckus anyway. Shit.
Yeah.
So
we had some side shit going on.
Anyway, but yes. So anyway, an extensive count in the amount. We haven't done an extensive one in a long time, but I'm going to go in. Your boy, Offset, reportedly hit with 2 felonies following a Georgia arrest.
Ooh.
These guys eat felonies for breakfast.
Didn't you last week say you thought that this would go away?
B.
Counting amounts not going anywhere,
it's
my
not
nigga.
Not going anywhere, apparently. Let's see here. The Migos rap phenom. The way they write these articles is like, you're going to slap some goddamn body and shit.
That would be a count amount, sir.
Yes. let's see. He was charged with possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of a weapon, both felonies, as well as 2 misdemeanors, including marijuana possession and an improper lane change.
Oh.
Offset is currently on probation and also is a convicted felon, which means he's not allowed to have a gun in his possession. The TMZ part of the story, Cardi B and her daughter were not in the vehicle at the time. But let's go through the real count and the amount history. Starting in 2013, when they first were rising to prominence, your boy Offset was incarcerated in Georgia's DeKalb County Jail for violating his probation. he had received due to prior felony convictions for burglary and theft. With burglary, what the fuck? He's robbing niggas?
This is before he was big, B.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying. And theft. On April 18, 2015, authorities stopped Migos at a concert in southern Georgia, arrested all three members of the group as well as their members of the entourage. Offset was denied bond and charged with a possession of an unspecified Schedule II narcotic possession.
First of all, I noticed you went Mel Blanc on the Georgia.
Oh, do you pick me up? Yeah, no doubt.
Georgia.
He was also in, again, possession of a firearm in a school safety zone. Possession of a firearm during a commission of a crime. I mean, really? I mean, this is counting the amount, and we're going to count them.
Ouch.
On May 2nd, 2015, Offset, while in custody, received additional charges of battery and inciting a riot at a penal facility. So he's got the other inmates, you know, getting ready to riot at the jail. On May 8, 2015, Offset was formally denied bond for his prior criminal record. And then the jail fight or slash riot. Let's see here. The judge, I'm just reading as I go along here. Oh, well, Offset attorney that he was unfairly profiled by law enforcement. He has a felony record. So when his car gets pulled over and he hands him the license, they're going to see that he's a convicted felon. Most niggas, if you get caught speeding on 95, is going to get your car checked.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on how fast you're going now. Well, not just for any speeding. Yeah. You get a ticket. But it depends on how fast you're going. They might be like, what is this nigga doing?
I don't think he was with us, G. One of the last tickets I ever got. Wasn't the last ticket, but one of the last tickets I ever got. Pop, as I going into Delaware, going to New York, pop, all fucking 85 or better. Me, baby boy, Doc, and baby boy's girl, yanked out of the vehicle. Luggage out of the trunk while they look in the vehicle.
Damn.
Of course, they found no narcotics or anything. I was handed a big fat ticket, and I told somebody else to drive to New York while I was stewing in the back seat.
But there was a time after that that you were bawling through the back roads.
Going to New York.
Yes, and the cop let you go with a ticket. He didn't snatch you up and take you to jail.
I could have went to jail because I was probably doing over 100. I know I was doing over 100.
This dude. Habitual ass.
But you were by yourself at that time.
Yes.
See, if you were with somebody else, it might have been a problem.
Yes. So, in any case, but that was a long time ago. I am a CDL holder. I do not speed anymore.
Yes, he drives the horse now.
How many times we heard you talking about hitting them conies?
had the bus leaning.
Right.
Trying to get to that next break.
Man, B, don't make us do a count amount on you, man. Shit.
Oh, my God. As I continue on. December 4th, 2015, after accepting an Alford plea, on the gun and drug and gang-related charges for pleading guilty to inciting a riot in a penal facility and paying a $1,000 fine, he was released on jail and banished from the southern counties. Bullock, I think it's pronounced Effringham, Jenkins, and what is that? Screven counties in Georgia.
Don't never come around here no more, boy.
Right, he's banned from those counties. On March 17, 2016, Offset was arrested for driving with a suspended license. Hell, at this point, he doesn't even have a license. But was released the next day without any charges being filed. And April 5th, 2018, the tour bus was again pulled over in North Carolina. The officers searched the tour bus found 420 grams of marijuana, 26 ounces of codeine and Xanax. Group members were not arrested, but members of their entourage, who basically took the bullet and they got arrested.
That's the way it's supposed to go now. Nigga, if you're going to hang around, at least take a charge.
B, that's a lot of felonies. That's a lot of charges. Offset, who is looking like he really wants to be the king of the counting amount. He's looking like that.
For guns, maybe.
Well, he's got a lot of stuff. He's got a lot of charges in there.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's felony convictions for burglary and theft, gun charges, Schedule II controlled substance charges, rioting.
They're just piling on at this moment.
Yeah,
this point.
I mean, I'm looking at
it. Driving on a suspended license.
Right, driving on a suspended
license. They're
just
piling on.
Illegal lane switch.
Yeah,
right, they're
illegal,
just piling on.
Right,
this
right,
shit.
Yeah.
Driving in a past a school zone with a weapon.
Right, in a school zone with drugs and shit, you know. Again,
which
we are
crimes.
Crimes, yeah, right, right. They're piling on. It's everything you do, but he's a felon, so everything that you do, they're just adding on to it.
So let me ask you a question. We often talk about or hear about the hip-hop police targeting rappers, just yanking rappers. You know, like KRS-One says, you know, when my car's hooked up, you know you want to follow me. You know, I mean, what are we doing here?
Well, tour buses are easy target.
Right. I was going to say, and look, everybody has been yanked in the tour bus from NWA to Nelly to Migos and everybody in between. Very easy. And in that aspect with the tour bus, you're right. That's an easy target.
Yeah.
Because they know there's some drugs on that motherfucker.
That's an easy target. Right. But let's get to the personal responsibility of major felonies. Now, it goes to prove one thing. If you got money, and we know that they're, as Kerji like to say, getting money, and you get yourself a good lawyer, you're really not going to do any real jail time.
Because that nigga should have got a couple years from all that shit.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, he did do some years. He did do a few in there. But not what he could have gotten. Now, on this thing here, on this charge here, these couple, he got something in New York pending at the Met Gala event. Shit I had read, I think, somewhere. And then he's got this shit that he did in Georgia with the weapons and all that shit, B. Oh, my goodness, son. At this point, just fucking rap, B. I don't even understand it, son. When he got out of jail, let's say, I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning now. When YRN, the first one came out, which is Young Rich Niggas, the first Migos joint dropped. He wasn't really on that joint. I think he was on maybe one song, but he was locked the fuck up. Now, when he got out, all he had to do was just rap, because them niggas had set the base. The money was starting to come in. Versace, all that, them bullshit, them hits that they popped, had hit, they was already up. All he needed to come out is rap. He didn't need to come out and get involved in none of that bullshit, no felony shit. But he came out jail and went back to doing the same dumb shit he was doing.
Well, let me ask
he went
you a question.
Into jail.
Yeah, I gotta ask a very simple question. Anyone can answer. Is that detrimental to his image? He's got a new baby with another superstar pop person. If he just said, "Look, I'm gonna buy a house in North Carolina, I'm chilling." Isn't that detrimental to his image, though?
No, at all. Because all he has to do is, as long as he keeps rapping about the bullshit, keeps rapping about living in the... See, that's the problem that I'm talking about. All this nigga had to do is rap, nigga. At this point in time, you're not trapping out the bando no more, nigga. At least you shouldn't be. So just fucking rap. So you can talk about that trapping out the bando shit all you want. Talk about toting guns all you want. Keep your fucking guns in the house, nigga. Don't leave the house with your guns. T.I. taught you that fucking lesson.
Or, instead of spending 70 grand on a chain, spend 70 grand on a security dude who will have a gun for you.
Okay, I'm under the impression that young guys, and after doing the situation last week, that felonies and being arrested is good, it's cool. You know, I mean, that sort of keeps you in the public eye. I mean, it can't be fucked up. So I don't know. Now, there's a personal price to pay, and that personal price to pay will be after the limelight is gone from these niggas. And let's say they've blown their money and they need to get another regular job. Well, they're not getting a fucking job. You can't get hired at the post office with that shit. So
you would hope with all the money that these niggas have made that they ain't going back to that level of fucking
Hugh Royce the 5'9".
There you go.
They may be broke as far as the level they're at right now, but they shouldn't be our type of broke. They shouldn't be at money at our level. Nowhere near it.
Okay.
At that point.
Well, let's go ahead and knock out the last topic I got jumping. I hate to do it, but we're stretching it. Your boy, Blackface Drake.
Ooh.
Damn.
Damn. We really are stretching it.
Yeah, we're stretching it. The dog days of summer.
Mammy.
Yeah, exactly. Mammy. Damn. Blackface Drake allegedly delayed the physical release of his new CD Scorpion to pump up the sales and get bragging rights. Well, the article goes on to say Drake lost $500,000 due to the fact that he didn't have any physical product in the stores. Analysts are saying Blackface basically said fuck the $500K on the physical. I'd rather have bragging rights on the streaming numbers anyway. What's $500,000 to me?
Exactly what I was gonna say. That's a drop in the bucket for this nigga. It means absolutely nothing.
Damn, yo.
It must be nice. $500,000 don't mean shit. It must be nice to be living on that level.
Yo, I was talking to Diff last night. And talking to and Diff is like, yo, you know, I know and shit that streaming shit is the new shit, but I can't rent music.
Exactly.
I can't rent it.
That's the problem.
If I like you, I'll buy your CD. You know, me and Diff is chatting it up. I said I'm the same thing. You know what I mean? I can't buy MP3s. No, I can't even fuck buying MP3s. I can't rent music. Meaning the monthly cable bill to Spotify and others. Sorry, Jay. I mean, not even your service.
Yeah, it's just renting. Like you said, when you're renting music, it's tough. It's tough to want to buy that, to pay for that shit when you can get it for free. Now, if they put you in a position at a point where and nobody's getting it for free, then you're going to have to make a decision at that point in time whether or not you want to still be on your hard line.
Let me tell you something. Music is out there for free, and even though people could get it for free, human nature, it is still easier to pay $9.99 or whatever Spotify is charging or Apple Music a month than download it. It's easier. Come on, Swerve. You know about that shit.
All I'm saying is I don't give a frick about none of that shit you talk about with this topic. All I'm saying is I want to keep seeing people taking L's doing that goddamn Kiki challenge. So I don't care about none of them streams, renting music, none of that. I'm just. I don't want to talk about this dude no more, man. Can we for the next five shows not even bring him up?
I really wasn't truly trying to. I was trying to introduce the topic through him, but migrate away from him and talk about the
That's
renting
like,
of music.
I'm gonna stab you and hope you don't bleed.
You kidding? I'm just going to cut you just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just going to put a little bit of the knife on your arm there. It ain't going to hurt.
Just going to let you see. Me. This nigga just turned down $500,000.
Yeah, and I wish I could turn down $500. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I could turn down $5, nigga. This nigga turning down $500,000.
Well, I get it, and we'll just wrap that up by saying, yeah, ain't nobody like us trying to do that, but clearly.
Did anybody do the math on that shit? How many streams does it take to make one album sale?
You know what? Artemis had, I believe, has the exact numbers of streams that it takes to make one album sale.
And like I said, say it's $7,000, right? And you got a billion streams. So you would divide $1 billion by $7,000 and see how much money he made?
I don't even think it's a matter of money. Like the article said, it was when he fucked money. It's bragging rights at this point means more. So You're both dealing with people who are in the business of making sure a particular narrative is being fronted out there. Migos, Offset, yeah, I know I got felonies, but fuck it. We're still out there. That means more to us than you know, because that keeps the brand going.
I don't blackface, even think it's that,
B. Your boy, black, you bullshit. Blackface.
I'm talking for blackface, I'll give you that. But I'm saying as far as for Offset, the nigga's just a jail nigga. Just get the meme. Just get put it straight on the fucking table. Put all the cards down right now. He's a jail nigga. He's got that mentality. And he has it. The other two niggas ain't getting in trouble like that.
Yeah, but
it's just this one nigga that keeps fucking up all the time. So he has a jail nigga mentality, and he's that type of nigga that always looking for drama. He stays in some fucking drama. So he is that nigga. So I don't think it's him trying to put himself out there. A lot of niggas do that. Put themselves out there because it's good for the brand. And it's not going to hurt him, because if he has a solo project dropping, it's going to be good for him that this shit popped off. But this nigga just a fucking jail nigga, straight up.
All right, B, but that still has, to me, there's still two peas in the same pod. Blackface, again, analysts say Blackface allegedly could have sold 250,000.
And he's a calculated
physical
nigga. He's a nigga that plays chess. So he's going to fucking... He's calculating this shit, so he's figuring, I'm going to do this shit because I'm trying to make more reputation, build my reputation, be getting bragging rights. So he did this on, he purposely did this shit.
Right, exactly.
This nigga Offset is just fucking...
He's just a jail nigga.
Just a jail fucking nigga, and if some shit pop off, he's in it.
I got
Dick
you.
Ride blog alert. Dick Ride blog alert.
Wow.
God
man, you
damn.
Hit us with
can,
that.
Can I ask a, let me, can I ask one question before we get out of here?
Okay.
I'm asking you two gentlemen this, and I'm also asking anybody that's listening. Does mumble rap still exist, or is it just the way kids are rapping now, you just don't like it?
I believe mumble rap still exists, and I don't like it, but that's just how they rhyme. I mean, come
okay,
on, B.
What I'm asking is, literally, for a while there, literally, you couldn't understand words these kids were saying.
Okay, yeah.
But now, as I'm listening, because my son is here now, so I'm listening to more things that I wouldn't regularly listen to, I don't hear mumbling. I just hear stuff that I just don't like.
Okay, yeah. It has come up since the heady days of Keith Chief. I grant you that. There's a lot of commercial guys that I guess sit down. But I would say, as a whole, I don't think the musical acumen has risen that much. It's to me, Keith Chief can still jump on this new shit.
Yeah, easily. The music is the same.
Right, the music is the same. So, yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about the content.
Okay,
I think the content's still the same, but like you're saying, the way that they're verbalizing things is differently now. They're not actually mumbling as they used to. I guess the shit got to them where actually they're now starting to pronunciate their words.
Yeah.
Even though it's still not saying a goddamn thing,
right.
But at least you can understand him not saying a goddamn thing.
Right, right. I was just wondering that because I haven't, when I said mumble rap earlier, I was like, damn, do people still do that actually? Because I just haven't heard it.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, shout to your son. I see he's putting you up on the ways of the youth out there.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm reciprocating.
Yeah.
Sure.
No doubt. So... that's what's up. All right. Like I said, you know, that's been the Hip Hop Digest. Shit. We just, you know, get in, get out quick. We didn't have a lot of shit. But before we get out of here, you know it. You know it. You love it. You live it. Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
All right.
Damn, he gave you some buffer time in there in case you wasn't ready.
Yeah, he had to stretch it, my nigga. Yes, that's called stretching. All right. This week we got Marlo. And we got
Oh, that Marlo is tough.
It's nice, man.
That Marlo's tough. I'm sorry. I just happened to hear that the other week, last week. Sorry.
I expect to hear my computer say, you got mail.
it's on Bandcamp, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. But when you said his name, I was like, oh, that Marlo's tough.
All right.
That's actually two gentlemen in the Marlo joint.
Yes.
But then they've got AG, The Taste of Ambrosia. That's AG, The Taste of Ambrosia.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a good album.
He should have been on the Veterans joint.
Yeah, yes, he should have. Yes.
And then the instrumental joint is Millennium Jazz Music, The Jazz Jousters Session Season 3. That's the Millennium Jazz Music, The Jazz Jousters Sessions Season 3.
right. Swerve, anything left over?
Oh, sir, just chilling like a villain.
All right. So.
Oh, there is something real quick. So, you know, we always talk about people and what they do and trying to highlight and all that kind of stuff or not highlight it. So the other day here in Compton, California, I was driving by a gas station and I saw it was like packed. I've never seen this gas. It's like really around the corner from the crib. I've never seen it packed like that before ever. And I was went up to the next gas station to get some gas. And this lady was like, "Yo, there's a rapper down there giving everybody free grass. Excuse me, that was a Freudian slip."
Yes, sir. That's the whole Professor E. Grizzle.
Tapper John. But so I respect the fact. I don't know who it was, but I respect the fact that somebody was out here giving folks free gas in the hood. Appreciate it.
All right. That's what's good.
There you go. Shout out to whoever that was.
Indeed. So we'll see you next week then, all right?
Sure.
One.
Hang on a minute.
Hey, what's going on, Jimmy? You guys looking for Suitcase? I seen him up on Winter Hill a few hours ago.
Need me to jump in?
Nah, we got it, buddy.
What the fuck are you doing, Tom?
It's a fucking vest. You got a problem with it?
Makes you look like a faggot.
Oh, see, with a faggot, this one stops a couple fucking bullets, huh?
Yeah. It's popping. Know who it is. The one and only. No, nah, the fuck we do.
Let's go, let's go.
Hey, time, man. It's gone. Without sauce, need a plug for the soft, yo. Cut from another glove and go through good smoke. We cut no canavis. Kobe gets cognac, get your roly jack. Go to any hood that's lava, make it lava. Maybe y'all the machine guns, not the green thumbs. Pumping outside in the winter till my feet numb. Each one. What's the science with a guard? Bruce Chris with the mob. Long smoke on my head, it's a picky wolf. Let him miss a load. 45 for the vibe. Over my gold, the moray, the mortar. Reporter, it's porters, whip a poor truck. Walk around and torture tour bus. Fucking 44 us, that's just only four of us. 424 Fairfax, spare cash in the gate. Rap, black neck, 10 handle wrapped in duct tape. Pillowcase of plush flake. What you gon' say with a gun in your face? Fuck boy.
Light the whole block up. Light the whole strip up. Fuck it. Light the whole block up. Yo, to the Lord submits a benefit. The street's still watching and the lurkers still exist. This is murder in the fifth, sent by Monk. The waviest one, Ben's tusk, chrome tuck, the bully one. Nigga, what chain you roll with, done? Since 18, I've been making bank runs. The drunk gun, go up a bump, bump. Curse the tongue, submerge the dump, burn the blunts. Rap the only way you earn it once. Gotta learn the terms before you touch the onion. Customs coming, but you ain't buy. Work here, but you ain't supplied. I'm unfit, like a kid who ain't have a pops. Get your head cracked with a master lock. Inside the sock, the vino past the pots. You be stealing a lot, niggas want no smoke. Lead a film running like no joke. Hoes love this slow poke. Words scratch your bones. Rap rich broken in the stones. We getting rich off of vacant homes. Source. Light the whole block up.
Dump guard. Crack baby shit, nigga.
Light the whole strip up.
Art bullshit, nigga. BDS, ice life society.
Fuck it. Light the whole block up.
Shedding among us has to stop. Brothers,
yes,
we have to go in our community,
yes,
and help our brothers,
yes,
to come out of the insanity that they're in so
that another mother will not have to take her child to its final resting place.
Hey, yo, I rock a jean jacket with patches built like Galactus. Strong enough to knock planets right off they axis. Traveled to Atlas from New York to Indianapolis. Empty and ratchets on you snakes and envious bastards. Performing hat tricks. Bill Masienko with the choppy slang flow. Stocky bankroll, cocky Versace Kango. Sipping sake while I'm eating hibachi spring rolls. Building at the tables with legends who did a quarter. Johnny Walker, black label, the cat's cradle. Custom made dapper dance suit with the fat cables. The youth, them, they shoot them. Televised shootings, that's becoming a new trend. Children being locked down, detained in a goose pen. Knotting niggas up, they trying to tie up they loose ends. I lost quite a few friends to them vicious vultures that swooped in. Thirsty buzzers, putting us versus each other. Playing poisonous seeds, now we turn on our brothers. Trap my body, can't trap my mind. Behind every huge fortune, there's a massive crime. Making it hard to coexist in these drastic times. I'm disappointed by the ways of mankind. And from what I see on my Instagram timeline, a kid gets beaten and dragged in a bodega while the owner watches him being stabbed like a potato. Whatever happened to these words? Thou shalt love thy neighbor. Do unto others as you would to yourself. That's human nature. Instead of trying to elevate us, teachers being taught to use firearms in the schools where the educators, two heads are greater, says the man who led the savior. Computers delegate us while stealing our present data. I'm the alpha and omega, beginning and the end. It's Sodom and Gomorrah these days that we living in. What do you believe in? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we living in hell. Come on, what do you believe in, boy? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we living in hell. Come on, what do you believe in? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we living in hell. Come on, what do you believe in, boy? Heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven cause we living in hell. So what's your life, nigga? Just live it right, nigga. Cause she's a bitch and she easily will entice niggas. Stay woke and don't believe in the hype, nigga. Move smart, see that's my only advice, killer.
I'll make it short. My tale, my story, no embellishments.
Open up and love with the sound. They love when I'm down. They love when I drown. Open up and love with the sound. They love when I'm down. They love when I drown. Float around town to the engine light flick. As I throw around sounds trying to satisfy the itch. Got the southern sound. Walk with a talk with a limp. I don't go above ground cause I know they would evict. I don't wear crown cause my rule too strict. Another man down so I move to the six. Just a year passed I would never leave a zip. Man I feel so much older that I swear that I forget. Now you know I let it get all they attention, but you know I let it say get out my business. Did a feature and got right up off the benches. All my life I've been a leader, but just not in this dimension. If you looking for a key block and keep you in suspension. Striding on my way to freedom and I haven't made it inches. Landed on my feet and went to mix it with my kindred. Trying to get relief, you know I'm not the one that's lending.
Nah, you plead.
I got a lot of feelings, won't catch me politicking. No time to clock is ticking, I still ain't got my ticket.
Nah, you plead.
Come from where I was risen, can't make no honest living. I made a modest killing. Do it was not appealing.
I have little reason to love my fellow man.
Love when I'm down and love when I drown. Love when I'm down, love when I drown. Love when I'm down, love when I drown.
The way the man has dreamed of ever since.
Underneath the city with my pockets on imp. No, you never hit me, give you props for the attempt. I don't need a lot to cut a tie, so don't tempt. All my ice is inside, I forgot to change the temp. Wary of the simps, been ready from the rip. Travel light, got baggage packed heavy for the trip. Gotta face the sickness, you too scared to bear the witness. Couple pains for the fitness, ask me how I beat the litness. Now I know you only trying to make a difference.
But that don't mean that I'm trying to make it with ya. Always worried about the time that I'm spending. Only time I spend is trying to figure how to bend it. I'm just trying to figure how to mix it like a chemist. Get your mind straight, help you get your life splendid. Know it's guaranteed to never go how you intended. Love me when I'm down, but lately I've been feeling lifted.
Nah, you played.
I got a lot of feelings. Won't catch me politicking. No time to clock is ticking. I still ain't got my ticket.
Nah, you played.
Come from where I was risen. Can't make no honest living. I made a modest killing. Doing what's not appealing.
Nah, you played.
I got a lot of feelings. Won't catch me politicking. No time to clock is ticking. I still ain't got my ticket.
Nah, you played.
Come from where I was risen. Can't make no honest living. I made a modest killing. Doing what's not appealing. Vanish with the quick. Vanish with the quick. Vanish with the quick. Vanish with the quick. I vanish with the quick. You damage, I vanish. You pray that I forget. I plan it, they panic. I manage it again. Higher for the likes, all I gave you was a clip. Celebrate the victim. Vanish with the quick. You damage, I vanish. You pray that I forget. I plan it, they panic. I manage it again. Higher for the likes, all I gave you was a clip. Celebrate the victim. Vanish with the quick.
I called you together because I have some pictures to show you.
Pictures?
What are they?
Look, all of you.
I love my money, love family, I love my sons. Pop the hypnotic, light up and write something psychotic. I love my crew, I don't care if I ever get over you, nigga.
Financial stability, not including the hustle, the drive and the will in me. Thought alone's killing me, above getting blunted. I love being able to buy whatever I want, whenever I want it. Thug ain't in you, that bug ain't in you. Certain rush you get that the drug game give you. And though I ain't dealing, I love this so much that I'll probably never be able to get over the feeling. Now, yeah, when we ran out of room in the walls, we started hiding the money in the ceiling. Just remember that I never said no to you. And I don't care if I never get over you. What?
Tried to make me a million. Brought some liquor and some Dutchess, yo. My niggas is chillin'. Drug dealin', seeing money early, chasing a dream. Fucking bitches, packing guns, nigga, reppin' my team. I love that new car smell. I can't get over the ice. I take trips, broke niggas trip over the price. Guess I don't wanna grow up. Playing Madden on the baby IMAX. Housemaker hatin', nigga, throw up. I can't get over hip hop. I can't get over my clique. I can't get over how these bitches fight over my dick. I can't get over New York. I can't get over the streets. That's why we still hot and niggas can't get over this heat, huh?
Told the streets I got my niggas.
My niggas.
Told my niggas we got the streets.
Word.
I can't get over these crimes. I can't get over these rhymes. But I get over these beats.
Yeah.
Let a nigga try to jump. He won't get over the heat. I play the wall. The cops come to get over. I leap. Insomniac type nigga. Can't get over the sleep. I park the truck down south. Can't get over the Jeep. Can't get over the weed. Can't get over the leaf. Outside since the youth. Ain't been sober a week.
Nope.
It's the money and the shit it make a soldier do. But I don't care if I never get over you.
That's why we still hot and niggas can't get over this heat.
I never get over.
That's why we still hot and niggas can't get over this heat.
But I don't care if I never get over.
That's why we still hot and niggas can't get over. No, this heat.
I don't care if I never get over.
That's why we still hot and niggas can't get over this heat.
But I don't care if I never get over you.
and down, down and up, find yourself. Then set back,
get your face out the tube,
and let it make you
home, bro. Dance your out the doggone shoe.
Just this, yeah. Scratch your feet, world. Excuse me while I dance. You're smoother than Dr. J. You didn't come to the party in a limousine. Yet your guts are fresh and your rap's so mean. Take you to a turntable and a microphone. You kept on keep them dancing all night.
That's already been a hit. Oh.